You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This is Cami Chaos from Strange Love Live, and my husband is a peanut.
Shut up! I'm trying to do a voiceover!
I'm Dr. Normal, and I'm a peanut. Welcome to IRC FM, and here's your host, the man with the largest Johnson in Australia.
Johnson, Johnson, Johnson. Paul. Johnson, Johnson.
IRC.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
G'day, I'm IRC, and welcome to episode number 24 of IRC FM, coming to you from the new look IRC FM / Channel IRC Studio.
Yay!
That's right, we have a new look, and it's going to be great to be podcasting and recording from here. And it was also great this week because in the IRC FM / Channel IRC Studio, we have a special guest. It's my mum, Judy, who co-hosts the Blast from the Past podcast with me, which is also a part of Channel IRC. Hello.
Hi.
How are you going?
Good.
Now, this week, one of the reasons why we have you in the studio, which is a bit strange because we actually haven't recorded an episode of Blast from the Past together yet.
No, the cobwebs have grown there.
Since the massive US trip. This week on IRC FM, we are doing a country special.
That's why I'm here.
And even though I grew up around country music, that was more than enough for me.
Shock, he admitted it.
Why are you here? Why have you got the background in country music?
Well, my partner Vince was a country musician for 35 years. And for 14 of those years, I was his manager, his driver, and I also was an agent for country music with a couple of the local pubs. And I supplied their entertainment on a rotation basis with about 20 different bands. So I've had a little bit of experience around country music. And I go way back to when I was a kid with my parents, because in them days you virtually was either jazz or country music, or then they called it country and western. And so it's in the veins, I'd say.
It is. And so you've actually picked
all
the
songs
music
today.
So
yes, I had fun doing that.
So don't complain to me if you don't like the music. It's all down to the guests this week.
Yep, and you can contact me on judysblast@gmail.com. No. Any complaints, send them to me. I'll be quite happy to answer them.
Any complaints, judysblast@gmail.com. Or if you indeed want to compliment her and tell her what a good job she's done with the music this week.
Still send it to me, not him.
I'll still hear about it anyway, so that's all,
yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to rub it in. I love country.
And of course, you can find out more information about Channel IRC by going to channelirc.com and IRCFM, IRCFM.com. So let's get straight into the music. All the music this week comes to us courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network, but we also recognise our other music partners, including IODA PromoNet, MusicSubmit.com, Aerial Publicity, and our new music partner, Juice Management and Promotion. Let's get straight into the music. What's our first song, Mrs. Music?
Well, the first song today is a very special one that I've found, and it's especially for our friend over in America, Jamie the Pod Medic. Now, this is especially for you, Jamie, and it's called Christmas is Over, and it's by the Two Drunks and a Guitar.
And why are we dedicating this song to Jamie?
Because Jamie went on the podcast saying about playing from November till December Christmas songs. And as soon as I seen this, I had a good old laugh and I thought of Jamie.
And, of course, when I interviewed him for ECPOD episode 199...
He dared you to do a
complete
Christmas
month. A complete month, ladies and gentlemen, in December of Christmas songs.
And I've offered to to pick some out for him, because I can easily find 20 or more Christmas songs related in country only.
I said, Jamie, I'll do one episode, not episode. So let's get straight into it. This is Christmas is over.
Yay.
You're listening to a very special episode of IRC FM.
Christmas is over, it's done past. Told everybody they can kiss my ass. Well, it's over for another year. I'm tired of spending money that I ain't got, buying people presents that they don't want. Hey, Uncle Sam, reimburse me right here. I work real hard, spring, summer, and fall. This time of year I don't work at all. Oh, honey, we're in another pickle. I got 3 shirts and a pair of pants, 6 Scooby ties, and they won't match you nothing that I've ever owned. Christmas has got too controversial. People don't see it's just too damn commercial. If Jesus is here, he'd tell you that to your face. We'll be paying off credit cards the next year. Oh my, the fun and dear. Now we're just gonna turn around and do it again. Well, this is where the lead guitar's supposed to be done. I'm too broke to afford new one. Oh Lord, times are hard and they keep it getting worse. Christmas is over, it's done past. I told everybody to kiss my ass, man, it's over for another year. Christmas
what?
Is over,
you
it's
lost
done
me
past. I told
oh,
everybody
no,
to kiss
do,
my
baby.
Ass,
but
it's over
oh, no.
For another year.
The batteries are dead.
That I
now
ain't
what the kids
got
to do? Their toys don't work. That's what I want in the Christmas, baby. New set of tools.
Oh, honey, we're in another pickle.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
At the end of this open road, life
And that was Life is an Open Road by Al Travinsky.
And I dedicate that to you, Irk, for all the hard driving you just done.
Oh, I certainly did a lot of hard driving. 10,000 miles in the States, but it was all good.
That's about, was it 1,600 kilometres in Australia?
16,000.
16,000. I got it wrong again, see?
No, it's all right. We know that, you know.
Educate mum.
metric, you know, metric isn't your strong point, but that's all good. But that was a cool song. Life is an Open Road.
He's got quite a few out, so if anyone's interested, on the Podio music show.
On the PodSafe Music Network, there are links to the majority of the artists on the website at channelerk.com, also erkfm.com. But unfortunately, the next group don't seem to have a website at the moment. The song is called The Country Fried Toastio Blues.
Yeah. By Al Philip and the Woo Team. And this one's a bit of a difference. I just wanted to show country music isn't all the one thing. This is actually called country punk. P-U-N-K.
Country punk. Who would have thought, ladies and gents?
And this one I want to dedicate to our friend out there, Richard Jeffries from the Wasting Time podcast.
Because
he can't have Vegemite, so we're going to send him some Toastios instead.
I'm sure he'll get a laugh out of that. Richard, of course, is the host of the Wasting Time podcast, wastingtimepodcast.com. And, of course, him and I had some Vegemite together and some Foster's beer. Still trying to get over the taste of that, Rich, by the way. You're listening to Irk FM. The Country Fried Toastio, what was it?
Blues.
Okay, that sounds good.
Gone. working this morning, about 2 a.m. Rubbed my eyes and looked around. I could swore I saw shadows dancing on the ceiling. Then I looked back on the wall. It was my grandpa and his old band playing an old time country song. When I looked back on the ceiling, there they are. My grandma, my grandpa. Dancing on the ceiling, dancing on the wall, dancing down the hallway on the wall. Dancing on the ceiling, dancing on the wall, dancing down the hallway on the wall. Shadow dancing, shadow dancing, shadow dancing the night away. My grandparents didn't want for anything, just love to dance. That little song was all they needed, and hoped the kids would join right in. My papa taught us all how to sing and play, and play a little tune. Whenever we were down, whenever we were blue, he'd sing you a tune. Dancing on the ceiling, dancing on the wall, dancing down the hallway on the wall. Dancing on the ceiling, dancing on the wall, dancing down the hallway on the wall. Shadow dancing, shadow dancing the night away. Taught my papa how to dance many years ago, and to this day they're still dancing all the nights away. Dancing on the ceiling, dancing on the wall, dancing down the hallway on the wall. Dancing on the ceiling, dancing on the wall, shadow dancing, shadow dancing, shadow dancing the night away. Shadow dancing, shadow dancing, shadow dancing the night away.
And one day we're sitting at the table having a cup of tea, and Mum could hear this. Said, bloody, where's that cat? We're sitting at the table having a cup of tea, and we could hear the cat. One other impression?
Yeah, go on. Go on.
Mum said, the cat must be under the house, stuck, because our house was all filled in. Anyway, she said, it's got in under the house again. And it kept going on and on and on. And in the end, it got the better of Mum, and she's hunting. She says, it's not under the house, it's in the house. So she's looking behind the record player. And
of course, the cat's still going on.
Yeah, it was.
How's it going?
Meow. And then it was getting louder. Meow. I said, oh, God, he's really chucking up a fit. Anyway, you wouldn't believe it. We opened the oven door, and out come this poor old ginger cat. And the steam was coming out of his body. His tongue was hanging out. And virtually his eyeballs were rolling around in his head. He was nearly dead, fainting. And he couldn't stand. He was staggering, you know.
Welcome back to Irk FM, and of course that was a promo for Blast from the Past podcast, which our special guest Judy and I do together.
Yay!
And every time that promo goes on and the dog hears it...
Oh, she makes me laugh. Every time I hear that and I'm playing it on my MP3 player. The dog, doesn't matter where she is in the house asleep, she hears that, she comes running out, and she looks up much to say, well, I can hear it, where is it? I want to get that bloody cat. And it makes me laugh. It
really every brings single me... time. It seems like a long time ago since we did that, though.
I know, but it just still, every time I hear it, I can still picture that poor old cat coming out of the oven, you know, and with its tonguing and out in the steam coming off him, you know.
The cat wouldn't have been shadow dancing, that's for sure.
That's for sure. He's well and truly shadow dancing now.
And so that song that we just heard before the promo was indeed called Shadow Dancing by Alan Mayers.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you found all of this music. So all of this music that you're hearing comes from you.
Yes.
And so far, I don't think you've done a bad job at all.
Not bad, seeing that I don't know any of them. No, they're all new to me. I just picked the names and then I played them to see. And I picked the ones that had, you know, a few listings and sort of picked a couple and the names, you know. So they're not bad.
Not bad. So let's go straight on to the next one.
Maybe Next Time by Amar Diab.
Maybe next time we'll know how to pronounce that person's name. Who knows?
Sorry.
That's all right. Irk FM episode 24 coming right at you from down under.
Thank you. was an ordinary art therapist until one day he met patient Martin Grace, a blind suspected serial killer. Now, Zach's on the run, hunted at every turn by an evil that can read his mind and knows what frightens him most. But you can help him become Zach's patient. Help him survive the onslaught of the Dark Man. Personal Effects, Dark Art. A novel by J.C. Hutchins and Jordan Weissman. Scott Sigler, author of Infected and Contagious, calls dark art a rocking genre mash that mixes mystery with psychodrama and serves it up in a high-bandwidth torrent of terror. Coming June 2009, visit darkartnovel.com for more details.
Here I am showing some love for author J.C. Hutchins, one of the many persons, or people even, that I spoke to at BalticCon 43 and the ERKPod special, the BalticCon special that never ends. And I'm after some love myself, and not in a creepy way. Episode 200 of ERKPod is coming very, very soon, so I'm looking for contributions from anyone basically who has been on ERKPod, loves ERKPod, and we're going to do a special show very, very soon. So show me some love. Email me erkpod@gmail.com.
Well, what's that voice one?
Oh, we can go into the voicemails. Inside Australia, 02-80-03-6905. Outside Australia, I am working on an American number, actually. 612-80-03-6905. Or you can simply send me a message on Skype if you have it under the user ID of ERKPod. So come and show ERK some love. And the phone ringing, but who cares? We've got some songs to do. What was that song that we just heard?
That was called Maybe Next Time by Amar Diab.
And that was all right. We've heard a wide variety of tracks. We just haven't heard 16 tracks that all sound exactly the same. And
well, that's why I thought I'd mix it up. So that way then, that one to me, I'd call that middle of the road, because, you know, it just had like a pedal steel and the drum, and so it wasn't a big lot of different instruments, just a couple, and it's middle of the road stuff, you know. So I thought it was variety. Mm-hmm.
And the next song, actually, we'd like to dedicate to our mate Shauno from Shauno Graham and Hyper Nonsense and the Sidebars and World Domination. That's actually a good name for a band, Shauno. World Domination. I might be out there already, who knows. This song's called Wide Open Dreams. And who sings it?
Andrew Dean and the Farm Machine.
Actually, this is the first one of an Andrew Dean and the Farm Machine double shot, so we'll get right into it. Wide Open Dreams for Shauno. ERK FM.
I've got wide open dreams coming after me, driving down South 65. Get out and set your pace. I'm on the road, good as gold, living the life that I dream. I've got wide open dreams coming after me, driving down South 65. On the road and here we go, feeling oh so alive. Living good just like I should. I'm doing all so fine. I've got wide open dreams chasing after me, having the time of my life. Ooh.
ordinary to this highway. Headed down to pick up my next load. Rolling on a southbound and beyond. Headed down this old road. Hammered down and picking up speed. A Kenworth, a Peterbilt and me. Rolling on just fine till I look behind. There's a bear following me.
That was another song from Making Good Time by Andrew Dean and the Farm Machines. And we send that one out to a good old cheerio to our mate out there on the road, Trucker Tom.
10-4, good buddy, Trucker Tom. He's a truck driver who, naturally enough, drives trucks. But he also manages to podcast at least three or four times a week from wherever it is that he is in the United States. And all kudos to him.
Good time.
I didn't see too many convoys, unfortunately, while I was in the States. There were trucks, but not stretched for miles. They were all sort of spread out. So that was a cool song, and that was for Trucker Tom. What's our next song?
Our next song is a good old one. He made me do this one. I have trouble pronouncing it. Redneck Concubine. And it's by our mate Art Linton.
Yes, we have played Art Linton before on one of our Blast from the Past shows.
Yeah, and I like him. He's good. He's got quite a few on the music stream too.
So let's get straight into it. You're listening to IRC FM episode 24. Going a bit country.
Yay!
Too scared to even ask your name, but times have changed now. seen you in your underwear. Well, don't leave me on this old bar stool. Man, now I feel like such a fool. Hell, this ain't your number, probably not your name. Guess I'll go hang my poor head in shame. But just one request before you leave. I think I got an ace left up my sleeve. But I got one thing, baby, I can't get off.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
That song was called Gone Home. Now, you'd think that that would be the last song, but no, it's not the last song. Now, when Mum actually found that, the band was listed on the Podsafe Music Network as Battery Life. But what I like to do, I like to pull up the websites of the bands and sometimes tell you a bit more information about them, or if I don't, the links are on the website, so if a particular band interests you, you can go out and find more out about them. But this band, Battery Life, are now known as the Curb Hounds. But unfortunately, I couldn't find a website for the Curb Hounds, so the best thing to do is go to the website, irkfm.com, and look up Battery Life, and that'll give you a bit of an idea. Click on the Battery Life link, and that'll give you a bit of an idea anyway.
Yeah, because they've got quite a few listed there as that. They may have reformed. That's probably why they changed their name.
Well, indeed, some people go in different directions and everything like that, so that's quite cool. Now, the next song that we're going to play, actually, we're going to play a song called Slow Train, which is quite appropriate considering when I'm actually recording this, I'm back to work the day after, so I'll be able to listen to this back at work and say what a good job we did.
And this is by Bradley West. And we dedicate this one, Eric and I, to all the train enthusiasts out there. And a special hello to our train friend, Squeakers.
Hello, Squeak. This is called Slow Train, and I hopefully won't be on any of these, but knowing me, I probably will.
For the time being, you will be. You're grounded.
Grounded. Exactly. This is called Slow Train.
Slow train, coming down that freedom track. Slow train, coming on down that freedom track. Don't need money in your sack, fancy suit on your back. Ride the slow train. Slow train, all got children ride for free. Slow train, got children get to ride for free. Don't need no stained glass recipe or a college PhD. Ride the slow train. Slow train, hop on up while we still can. Slow train, let's hop on board while we still can. Just call on the name of a sinner's only friend. Ride the slow train. Come on, ride, y'all. Coming out the stack. Oh, slow train, fire and smoke coming out that stack. Heading down the history track, ain't never coming back. I'm on the slow train. Slow train, coming down that freedom track. Coming on down that freedom track. Don't need no bread in your sack, fancy suit on your back. Ride the slow train. Yeah, don't need no degree, theology or fame. Ride the slow train. Slow train.
G'day, I'm Squeak, and I'm listening to IRC FM. You too can enjoy the music from IRC FM by going to www.channelirc.com.
Hi, this is Kelly Ritchie, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hi, this is Scott Sigler, the author of Infected and Contagious, and you're listening to Channel IRC.
gun. Here's your bonus and the ball for next of kin. Soldiers always pine for the sweethearts left.
Our final song for this week's edition of IRC FM. I hope you enjoyed it. That was The Ghost of Abe Lincoln. And who sang that one?
Brian Dunn. And he was a guest on one of our Blast from the Past shows.
Yeah, so we've featured a couple of artists that we've featured before, so that's quite good. Thank you for picking all the music.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it.
It would have been quite interesting to see what music I would have picked. I probably just would have done...
You would have, like your jazz, put us to sleep.
Oh, come on. I'm sure there's one person out there who enjoyed the jazz special apart from the artist.
Let us know, people. Let us know.
Of course, you can provide any sort of feedback via the show notes at irkfm.com, or you can email me irkpod@gmail.com.
Or judysblast@gmail.com.
Exactly. And if you want to show me some love for IRCpod episode 200, you can at the same email address.
And he has a competition coming up on that show. It'll be posted up very shortly. So feel free to have a go at the competition.
And feel free to contribute. There's some coin in it for you. Let me just say that.
Exactly.
There's some coin in it. Boom, boom. I'll be here all week. Try the veal. Or indeed the chicken that I have in the fridge waiting for me after this show.
Yeah.
Hope that everyone enjoyed it.
And if you want some more country, I've got heaps more lined up. Let us know.
And all of our music was provided today by the Podsafe Music Network. Thank you, as always, to our music partners, the Podsafe Music Network, Aerial Publicity, IODA Promonet,
MusicSubmit.com and our new partner, Deuce Management and Promotion.
Am I the new partner?
No. I'm talking something completely different.
Oh, I've got to get a plug in for me.
And, of course, to check us out both together for more of this witty banter and repartee, go to blastfromthepastpodcast.com, which, of course, is part of channelurk.com. Boom, boom. Yeah. Where's my belt?
Over there, I moved it.
Oh, that's quite cool. Anyway, ladies and gents, hope you enjoyed it. There's only one thing to do now, and that is to play the ending credits. And until next week,
good night, interweb.
On ERK FM, I should actually tell you what I'm going to be playing for you next week on ERK FM. I think we're actually going to be catching up with some of the artists that the request came into me when I was away on my vacation, and that is indeed what is going to happen next week on ERK FM episode 25. So until next week, I'm ERK.
And I'm Judy.
And I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Let us know, please. ERK FM episode 24 is done and dusted. Good night, interweb.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com. Looking for more ERK? Go to channelurk.com.
This show is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives, Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.